preparation is my scripture.
Such a time as this.
I surrender all to you. we now all to you, that you may use us for your glory and honor, that your word may be go forth, and Lord, that someone may truly surrender their all unto you and walk in the newness of life. It is in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God for today, giving glory and honor to God the Father, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to his blessed and precious Holy Spirit, to our social minister, yes, Minister Ellis, to our deacons, deaconess, all of God's children. It's good to be here on this Mother's Day. Amen. Now, how many of you have Mother's Day plans? Hard to come by today. Amen. Amen. How many of you are doing something for your mother?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that's special. Had to have a special session. Lock the door. I got to talk to some children in here. Amen. Some children. Amen. But I'm not going to hold you long. See, if you had held your hand up, I would think you have a reservation. And you need to get there, but since you have planned anything, it doesn't matter what time to get out. Amen? But I won't hold you long. If you have your Bible, turn with us to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, starting with verse 3. 2 Timothy 1. Thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, and without ceasing. I remember you in prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. I am persuaded, amen, I am persuaded, is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you and through you by the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a strong mind. Amen. God's word for God's people. We just want to speak for a minute since this is Mother's Day on this subject, marks of a mother. Amen. You oftentimes see people that you introduce them to a member of your family and say, you've been marked. Your children are marked. Amen. They look just like you, or they look just like their mother. Mothers leave a greater mark, which is upon their children, of one of spiritual growth and unity. Let's consider just for a moment this country mother who had 13 children, and all of them seemed happy except for the 13th. He was the youngest son. She sheltered him, she protected him, she provided for him, she guided him, and she loved him, but he just never seemed to be happy. But one day he came to the table. It looked like he had just got out of a pig pen, and his mother said, I told you 1,000 times, never come to the table without doing what? Washing your hands. And as soon as she said that, she kind of went into a rage and picked up a shoe and threw it at him. He comes back out of the bathroom, his hands washed and with a big hickey on his head and a smile on his face. And no one could understand why he was so happy. And so she said, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you smiling? She said, well, when Joey got in a fight, You molded him in your hand. Alice took cookie. Where's Alice? Alice took cookies from the jar and you slapped on the finger with a ruler. When Jacob broke the window, you threw a pie pan at him. They all talked and laughed about things that had been thrown at them during their lifetime. He said, when you hit me with that sheep, I knew I was loved just like everybody else. Amen. And so we need to understand that you have to be careful. We understand that no two children alike. But he thought he wasn't loved because she never threw anything at him. Because good mothers leave a mark on you. I would not be surprised if we started asking you to examine your body that your mother had left a mark on you somewhere. Amen. So here we find in this particular text that Paul talks with Timothy and attested to the faith that he had seen in his mother and his grandmother. Paul yearned to see Timothy, for he was proud of him displaying an unafraid youth and an unafraid faith. Faith such as Timothy displayed does not develop immediately, but it's a long-range thing. We have to keep our eyes, our focus on the Lord. And when others tell us it can't, God will let us know that he can. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was talking about the lepers that went by and ran into Jesus on their way. And they went and kept walking. And Jesus told them, as you go, and the scripture said, as they went, they were healed. That don't mean that you're going to be healed while you're standing still. But you be healed while you're obeying God and what he tells you to do. Sometimes we want to tell God how our healing, how our deliverance should take place and try to develop our faith. Amen? I took into consideration how many people spoke about their mother. And so if they said that, I said, I can say a few less in here. Amen? But one of the things that a mother leaves as a mark on you is an indication of character. Your mother is a person who has marked, will leave a permanent impression on you. In the impressive years, they tell their children, they tell them when somebody said, how they don't say that anymore. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Amen. And then we wonder why our children have lost a sense of respect. Not only for them, but also for their own young people. Amen? A mother's principles and standards are emulated by the child. They may not be identical, but they will affect the general orientation of life. A mother who drinks, gambles, smokes will find it extremely difficult for an example not to emulate it by her child. Amen. For she has set the standard for her. Some of her habits will be adopted or very at least tolerated by her children. Right. At the same time, a mother who strives to live godly, do the right thing, and achieve high standards also leaves an impression upon that child. They want to do the same thing.
I heard a preacher say, I hear you saying, see that do not disturb sign, so I'm gonna move on.
Another mark is a sense of identity. A person is marked uniquely by who they are, who they identify as belonging to. A good mother teaches that child the importance of a good expression. No children are alike. Every child must grow. That individual achievement and not be dependent on his or her cloning of other members of the family. But you ought to be able to know a tree by the
planted there. And you can't get oranges off an apple tree. Amen? So you need to make sure that whatever they're able to identify you with, some mothers, that children don't want to be identified with them because of the fact of what they do and what they say. That's why parents, mothers, I'm not going to say parents, but we're talking about mothers today. That's why mothers diligently seek for their children to know God and to know Him. But that not only to get them to go to church, but that they may realize that there's a need of God in their life.
Amen.
A godly mother will try to help their children in goal setting. A mark is an indication of a goal to achieve. Good mothers strive to inspire their children to reach admirable goals. They promote and inspire their children. Solomon's mother constantly worked to help her son become king of Israel. Sometimes our children's goals are low because our mother's goals are low. But if you are going to be a godly mother and you're living according to God, you ought to put something in them that no matter whether you here or you gone, somebody can stir up that gift. She uses her influence to help build them up, not tear them down. If you tell them all their life, you're not going to be nothing. You're going to be just like your daddy. He wasn't nothing. Your daddy wasn't nothing, so you ain't going to be nothing. You are already speaking things into their lives when you really don't want to say that. No matter what you do. Let me just stop and say this real quickly. There's some good in the worst of us.
All right.
You may be buried a little deeper. That there's some good in the best of us. And let me turn this around before you get too holy. There's some bad in the best of us. Amen? We pray that God will cleanse us of it. But we know that we... I was listening to the different approaches that people were doing to their children. And it always amazes me that a grandmother's approach is always different than a mother's approach.
Amen.
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 Amen. But when they were mothers, when they were mothers, that approach might have been even worse than the current mothers. Amen. Because grandmothers let children get away with stuff that children would have been. Hallelujah. I hear that my kids tell my wife that all the time. Amen. Another mark that's with us, in addition to gold, is evidence of God's presence. Good mothers teach their children to make their lives useful, meaningful, that such existence make a difference, that their existence make a difference. By their example, lend themselves to charitable cause, assisting, helping, being a positive influence on their children. A good mother is willingness to feed the hungry and show kindness to others and family. You don't hardly hear anymore where a child brings someone home and they feed them, treat them like their own. A good mother will love them and care for them and reach out to them. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living is not in vain. She's not here to tell this story. Y'all go back and tell her. She'll remember.
kids at our house. And this one Sunday, we had my kids and then Angie, and they did something. And my wife started whooping. She whooped everybody in the house. And Angie said, "I didn't do nothing at all." I said, "Yeah." And she got hurt just like everybody else. But it wasn't out of child abuse, it was out of love. So so sometimes we need to understand that as we reach out, Sister Sam, to get told what we don't want to hear is out of motherly love. Amen. Amen? A good mother has a mark of a mother's faith. Mothers leave an important mark on the children from physical birth to their personality trait. I have no mark that a mother leaves upon her child is greater than that example of trust in God. Timothy was influenced by both his mother and grandmother's great faith in God. It's reflected in his own life and evidence in his own ministry. In similar times, he had to exercise his faith. The mark of a Christian mother is a willingness to love a child and to love God, and to love her child enough to give Christ to him or her. Max Lucado relates a touching true story about a woman named Mara and her daughter Christina. Christina wanted to go to the city. She dreamed of trading her dusty neighborhood for an exciting avenue streetlight. But just as though and this horrifying Maria, people don't know you there. When you leave one location, people that once could call you by name, you're just another figure in the crowd. She said in desperation in her voice, "Jobs are scarce and life is cruel. And besides that, if you went there, what would you do for a living?" This was a horrible thought. Maria knew exactly what Christina would have to do for a living. That's why her heart broke when she awoke one morning and her daughter had an empty bed. Christina had gone and Maria was there. Maria set out immediately to bring her back. She threw some clothes in a bag and gathered some money and ran out of the house. But before she could enter a photo booth, there she spent all her money. She couldn't afford a picture of herself. Maria began to search, knowing what the girl would have to do in such a cruel city. Maria began to look at the bars, hotels, and nightclubs, and the places of ill repute and bad reputation for streetwalkers and prostitutes. She went to all of it, and at each place she left a picture taped on the bathroom window, tacked to a motel bulletin board, fastened to a corner phone booth. And back to each photo, she noted, it wasn't too long ago, both the money and the picture ran out. Maria had gone home. She wept at the bus and began her long journey back to her little village. A few weeks later, a young Christina descended a flight of hotel stairs. And as she did, she saw her eyes upon the wall. Her laughter was broken. Her dream had become a nightmare. A thousand times over, she had longed to trade these countless beds for a secular pillow. Yet, this little business too was too many ways too far away. As she reached her bedroom, at the bottom of the stairs, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there in the lobby mirror was a small picture of her mother. She walked across the room and removed the photo. Written on the back was a compelling invitation. Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home. She did, and her mother left the mark of the daughter's response. Today, my brothers and sisters, mothers as well as prodigal fathers stand waiting. Saying it doesn't matter what you have done, doesn't matter what you've become. And a lot of times it doesn't matter how you did it, but yet make it back home. Isn't that good, honey? That sounds good, honey. Because that sounds a lot like Jesus. He said no matter what you've done, no matter how far you have fallen, no matter what you had to do to make it one day to the next, just get on up and come home. I'm glad today that I always wanted a home for my children to come to. But more importantly, I wanted them to know that there's a God that stands and open up. Say, come unto me, all ye that are labor heavy. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you have to do. Just come on home. Come home. And when you come home, you'll find rest. You'll find peace. You'll find joy. You'll find a loving mother. Amen. That's waiting for you. And a father named Jesus. That's what he said to Timothy. Stir up the gifts. That may be something that you think that you can't come home. But a loving mother and a generous Savior says, come home. Let me share this thing. Then there's a passage of scripture, young people. I don't care how educated you are, how smart you think. God says, honor your father and mother. He listens, says, honor your father. Didn't say good father. It didn't say great father. It didn't say loving father. It didn't say great mother. He said, honor your father and your mother. Why? So your day. You're not affecting them. It doesn't matter what they did or didn't do. But you honor them. Then your days may be long upon the earth. Just think that and flip the script. What happens if you don't honor? What happens if you don't honor your father? Then your days will be short upon the earth. This morning, we invite you to come and give your mother the best Mother's Day. But if you don't want to do it for your mother, do it for Jesus. Do it that there may be rejoicing in heaven. Let us come. We come by letter. Candidate for baptism.